The Holy Bible, a book of Jewish witchcraft. There is nothing holy or anything for spiritual advancement or for the betterment of humanity in the Bible. Look to the numbers, the books, the scriptures, and the contents, and you will see it for what it really is. It is a book of Jewish witchcraft, of which they use liberally, way at the top, to advance their agenda and to enslave the masses. The whole point of this article is to explain in everyday simple terms on how they do this. For those of you who are unfamiliar with spirituality and the workings of the mind, known as witchcraft, I'm going to explain this so you can understand how this works. Look around you. Everything you see, your computer screen, your chair, your bed, your furniture, the cars outside, buildings, windows, everything you see was once someone's idea before it materialized into a physical form in reality. Now, I also want to add, in some instances, such as with science and nature, for example, storms manifest on their own, hot, humid air colliding with cold air, dry air, for example, but the majority of everything here was once someone's idea. Most of you are familiar with the cone-shaped hats that classic wizards and witches wear. These often have stars drawn on them and such. The symbolic meaning of the cone is energy welling up to the top of the head. This is also symbolized by the Egyptian pyramids. Energy is needed to manifest an idea into reality. Energy is also like water in that it will take the easiest way out if not thoroughly directed. A conscious witchcraft working needs energy in the focus of the mind. The more important the working, the more it may take planning before doing it. By planning, I mean a date where the planets are supportive of the working, hence the stars on the cone-shaped hats, along with timing and knowledge. The more forces working in harmony to support the spell, the better, especially the numbers, as life is made up of numbers, time. The working is empowered by the right female side of the brain. This side of the brain rules over the subconscious mind and is also the passive side of the brain. The left side of the brain is the male logical side that directs the working. The more energy that is directed toward a working, the more likely it will manifest in reality. Little things do not require massive amounts of energy, but controlling the world and what I reveal later in this article do require the participation of the subconscious female side of the brain mass mind. The populace is unaware of this. This is the reason the Bible is in nearly every home, as it acts as a subconscious receiver and it has subliminal power, a connection with the numbers, the verses, and given the centuries of massive amounts of psychic energy being poured into it from believers, it has plenty of power. Believers subconsciously tie into the energy and, unbeknownst to most, can be controlled this way. This is only a brief summary of how the powers of the mind and soul work. To learn more, study up on the subconscious mind, especially how some people are able to obtain the entire contents of a book just by holding the book and focusing on it without reading it. This should give you some idea of the power the Bible has. This is another reason why Bible verses are memorized, as these become embedded in the subconscious, and this bleeds over into the mass mind, making the mass mind a powerful tool in working a spell. In addition, many of you are familiar with subliminal messages. Most of us have heard or read about how popular advertisements, music, and other media use subliminal messages that are not usually detected by the conscious mind. We are unaware of them, but they do work and they do influence people. At the end of this article are links to YouTube videos that demonstrate this. To further confuse and misdirect the populace, these workings, such as the 9/11, are blamed upon Satan. But with a little research and study, you will find the opposite to be true. All of these are of the Judeo-Christian Bible. This is no different from the phony Jewish Holocaust lie of the 6 million. And that's a total lie. I've got to have another audio sermon on that, and it's already on the web. I mean, it's a catastrophic lie. Trillions of dollars and all kinds of manipulation. Okay, note how the number 6 is frequently used. The endless media publicity and otherwise this receives acts as a major distraction and diversion away from the real atrocities, mass murder, torture, and brutality committed by the Jewish Communist program. Some of you may remember here how after the 9/11 incident, many people were folding $20 bills in a certain way. As the Twin Towers could be seen in flames, given the bill was folded, then viewed in a certain way. The $20 bill is the most commonly used of U.S. currency. Shortly thereafter the 9/11 incident, the $20 bills were very rapidly replaced with a new version. They all disappeared very quickly. The excuse used before the public was that they could be easily counterfeited. The real reason was because of the design of the bill and the subliminal vibrations it carried. The number 11 is a number of chaos, destruction, and disintegration according to the Bible. Because that filthy Bible is in nearly every home, so many people adhere to Christian teachings and put their faith in it, like the $20 bill. It is a very powerful subliminal tool, even more so than the $20 bill, as it has been around much longer and is international. Thus, when Jews at the highest levels worked their witchcraft in groups, they used the numbers and verses in the Bible to accomplish their ends. From what I understand, some of the verses are vibrated in Hebrew in baustafedron, meaning red in zigzag. They also bob back and forth when they pray in groups. The numbers 10 and 12 in the Bible are supposed to be perfect numbers. The 12 sons of Jacob minus Joseph, one is not, Genesis 42:13, without whom the other 11 would not have survived. Note, Genesis is the first book of the Bible. Genesis equals 1 plus 42 plus 13 equals 56, which reduces to 11. This is in addition to the verse itself. King Jehoiakim, 2 Chronicles 36:5-6, reigned 11 years before Nebuchadnezzar carried him away into captivity, his downfall and the end of his rule. King Zedekiah, Jeremiah 52:1-11, reigned 11 years before Nebuchadnezzar imprisoned him, murdered his family, and mutilated him. In the 11th year of the Babylonian captivity, Ezekiel prophesied the fall and the destruction of Tyrus. Ezekiel 26:1-5. In the 11th year of the Babylonian captivity, Ezekiel prophesied the fall and the destruction of Egypt. Ezekiel 30:20-26. Note also in the above scriptures, if you do some more reading on them, they all rebelled against the Jews and were punished for it. The above serves as an example. There are many more. Now, the number 9 is a number of endings and finality. Note how the biblical verses that emphasize the number 11 all related to destruction and fall. I will not make this article too long, as I have many more detailed examples and such in the near future. The book of Job, suffering, is used to curse their enemies in many circumstances. The bombing of Dresden was carried out on the Christian holiday of Ash Wednesday and reduced the city to ashes. I could cite many more examples, but taking a look at how similarities all tie in, we have, on the 15th of March 2004, there were exactly 911 days between the Twin Towers attack of September 11, 2001, and the bomb attacks on the trains in Madrid, Spain, on March 11, 2004. Madrid, Spain has 11 letters. New York City has 11 letters. The American attacks occurred on September 11, 2001. The Madrid attacks occurred on March 11, 2004. There were 911 days between the American and the Madrid attacks. 9 plus 1 plus 1 equals 11. The Madrid attack occurred on the 11th Thursday of the year. September 11th is the 254th day of the year. 2 plus 5 plus 4 equals 11. After September 11th, there were 111 days left to the end of the year. September 11th has 9 letters and 2 numbers. 9 plus 2 equals 11. The 11th of March 2004 has 5 letters and 6 numbers. 5 plus 6 equals 11. Each building had 110 stories. 11 times 10 equals 110, and then that reduces to 11 when you drop the zero. The Madrid train attacks left 191 people confirmed dead. 1 plus 9 plus 1 equals 11. On September 11, 2002, the names of the 2,801 victims of the World Trade Center attacks were read aloud from Ground Zero. 2 2 + 8 + 0 + 1 again equals 11. The twin towers standing side by side look like the number 11. The first plane to hit the towers was Flight 11. Flight 11 had 92 passengers on board. 9 + 2 = 11. Flight 11 and 11 crew members had 11 crew members. Flight 77 hit the Pentagon. 11 × 7 = 77. Flight 77 had 65 on board. 6 + 5 = 11. 9/11 is the number to call in case of an emergency. 9 + 1 + 1 = 11. New York was the 11th state added to the Union. Manhattan Island was discovered on September 11, 1609 by Henry Hudson. 11 letters. Saudi Arabia has 11 letters. Afghanistan has 11 letters. Note how the vibration of the number 11 ties all of this in with the 9. Astral energy seeks the easiest way out, and like attracts like. It is no wonder that Freemasons, who are controlled by Jewish powers, place their hands upon the Bible during their initiation. Given every page of that evil Bible has the word Jew, Jews, Israel, or Jerusalem, and related, the Nazarene and company, all Jews, and given the Jews proclaim they are the chosen of God, and they are held in the highest esteem and exalted in the Bible, no wonder they are so powerful and have secretly ruled over the world unbeknownst to the masses for centuries. Satan himself also showed me how these workings are like a domino effect. Once something is set into motion on the astral, the energies put into motion seek out like energies, and things tie in. With the strange and eerie coincidence of the numbers, this is only a sample, there are many more. I think it had to do with the Lincoln, President Lincoln assassination as well. That was a bunch of numbers as well, which shows that Jewish witchcraft was involved. Okay, with the strange and eerie coincidence of the numbers, this is only a sample, there are many more. This reveals this is not a random act, but a dead giveaway that this was an occult working which was deliberate. I would also like to add the Jewish emphasis on the number 6. Please do not confuse this with 666, which has an entirely different meaning. Just be aware and you will notice what I am saying here. For example, the 6 million for the Holocaust hoax. Jewish communism has its important holiday May 1st, which is the 5th month of the year, first day, 5 + 1 = 6. With this I could go on and on. Israel has 6 letters. Pay attention to the news and also history. Anything connected with the Jews and you will see what I mean. In the Bible, the number 6 is the number of man without any spiritual power. The number 7 has to do with the 7 chakras and spiritual power emanating from these and spiritual perfection. 6 falls short. 6 is also a number of hard labor. Work was done for 6 days and on the 7th was a day of rest. The number 6 is stamped on all this connected with human labor. We see it stamped upon his measures which he uses in his labor and on the time which he labors, and we see this from the very beginning. The Jewish emphasis on and the use of the number 6 sets up a vibration on the astral for the advancement of their agenda, their communist state and world order. Communism is slave labor. With the communist state, the Jews become God, and all spiritual knowledge is replaced with material atheism. Only the Jews at the top know the secrets of the occult, and they use their curses and spells on an unknowing and helpless populace to whatever suits them. Christianity, in more ways than one, is a stepping-off point for communism. In addition, Christianity has made so-called religion into such a totally repulsive and vile concept that many who are unknowing gladly accept and promote atheism. In closing, like everything else, this is all blamed upon Satan and our pagan Gentile gods by ignorant, brainwashed fools. Most Christians do not have the intelligence or the strength of character to delve into the occult. There are also scriptures in that Bible that the Jews used to curse and frighten outsiders away from really getting into the occult. I remember when I was new to Satanism, I had a bad experience, but this only drove me on and heightened my curiosity. One cannot be afraid. The Jews and their alien cohorts have used fear as a tool for control for centuries. In communist countries, the populace lives in a constant state of terror. This is also in league with the Bible, as is everything else regarding Jewish communism. I will have much more information and many more examples on how the Bible is nothing more than a book of Jewish witchcraft, hence the numbers, biblical numerology, and how the Bible is continuously pushed upon the populace. It is in nearly every home, in hotel rooms, and everywhere else, in hospitals. Everyone is familiar with it and knows what it claims to be. The world needs to wake up. Please feel free to educate others, distribute this and other JOS articles, and to work hard for Satan. Satan means truth in Sanskrit. Part 2 of this article, 9/11 was also a spiritual attack, Tower of Babel. Below is a direct quote from the Torah. Genesis 11:9. Now note this, okay? In the United States here, outside of the military, okay, like we put the month before the day, okay, like it'd be 9/11, but like November 11th. But here, or excuse me, September 11th. But here, the rest of the world puts the day before the month as they do in the military. Just like 24-hour time, so it's 11/9, so it's the 11th of September. It says Genesis 11:9. Therefore, the name of it was called Babel, because the Lord confused the language of all the earth there. From there, the Lord scattered them abroad and on the surface of all the earth. Note 11:9, and here again it says, now in the USA here, our civilian dates are month before the day. But worldwide, and with the military, it is the day before the month. So with most countries outside the United States, it would be 11/9, not 9/11. This was also a spiritual attack to divide, confuse, and destroy communications. And back at that time, that's when the internet first started really getting going. Okay, so they knew it was coming. So it was attacked to destroy communications. More in the scriptures preceding this. Genesis 11:6. And the Lord said, behold, they are one people, and they have all one language, and this is what they begin to do. Now nothing will be withheld from them, which they intend to do. Genesis 11:7. Come, let's go down and there confuse their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. The Tower of Babel has to do with raising the serpent. Building a tower is an analogy. With the serpentine power, telepathic communication and all knowledge are possible, and with telepathic communication, there are no language barriers, as the communication is filtered down through the pineal gland from the communicator into whatever language the receiver mainly speaks and understands. This is why some telepathic communications can be off sometimes. Specific words don't always get filtered perfectly for one, due to another underactivated pineal gland, and for another, there are sometimes major differences in languages. In some languages, there is no equivalent expression or word to convey what is meant in another language. Every time throughout recorded history, when humanity has advanced to a certain level of knowledge, that knowledge has been systematically destroyed. This is most notable with the fall of the Roman Empire, where Europe regressed into the Dark Ages for 1,000 years. After the Jews were expelled from Western Europe when the Renaissance emerged, bringing enlightenment, the Jews who migrated to the East and also to Sicily, especially after being expelled from Spain, wreaked havoc on the Gentiles of the East. Eventual communism in Russia, and of course the same Jewish ritual murders, where the Gentile populace responded understandably with pogroms, along with establishing organized crime in Sicily. Here's blatant. Okay, the rest of these, if you look on YouTube, on the article, Bible, Book of Jewish Witchcraft, I've got a whole bunch of links here to YouTube videos. They keep taking them down. I mean, they're always taking them down, that prove that they show the subliminals on television, like on The Simpsons and that, 6 months before the World Trade Center attacks. You know, you can check this out online.